With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, many of us approach dating or a new relationship with what we believe is a fresh and hopeful spirit, not recognizing that we're also carrying with us the invisible baggage of hidden expectations and ingrained patterns. Well, hopefully we can change that now. Here to tell us about her book, Becoming Relationship Ready, welcome to the show, Leela Turner.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. So thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It is true, isn't it, Leela, that they say you have to love yourself before anyone else can love you?
They do, but I think often when we think of that, we think of doing things for ourselves, like going for a manicure or even running a hot bath, or we do nice things for ourselves. But I don't think we really think about the kind of relationship we have more deep down with ourselves. Like, do we listen to ourselves? Are we nurturing? Are we, you know, respectful for the way, you know, the way that we want to navigate things more quietly and deeply in ourselves? So I think that part really gets missed. It gets seen as the actions we do rather than the sort of the deeper conversations and the relationship we have with ourselves more deep down.
So how can we change that then? How can we work on ourselves?
Well, I think when we work on ourselves, so my experience, so I'm a dating and relationship coach and have been for the last 10 years, is that people are very used to working on ourselves, but when very little time is spent much more neutrally understanding ourselves, like being with ourselves. So if you look at how most of the time we approach being ourselves, it's like we're looking at ourselves to pick ourselves apart. You know, that's kind of like, Okay, don't do that. It's better. Yeah. And we're kind of at ourselves and pulling ourselves apart, and we're not really discovering much more what it means to have a much more meaningful relationship. Just even walking around in our own body, walking from room to room, being in conversations, we don't look at that being a deeper relationship. We try and improve ourselves by criticizing ourselves rather than seeing what's true of ourselves when our mind feels much more at ease and much more present.
Yeah, I see where you're going. It's interesting. I've been watching this program called Married at First Sight. Not sure if you know it, but the idea is that it's arranged marriages. So the experts, you know, try and match people that they think are perfect with each other, and they get married sight unseen. The problem is that a lot of them don't either gel with their partner straight away or find them attractive, and they say, well, this isn't what I wanted, this isn't what I normally go for, he isn't normally what I go for. And the experts are saying, well, that's the whole point. If you go for what you're normally going for and it's clearly not working, then try something different.
Well, I totally agree with you. No, I think people, so one of the things that happens a lot with the people I work with, so I work with people who are high achieving, who can make anything in their life work except love. That's really my sweet spot and my specialty, is that they're used to working on things, and often they will have a tick list, and their tick list is all the things they think they want. But it doesn't work. Even if they get a dating agency to line up people who fit all of that criteria, but it doesn't work. Now, there's a couple of reasons why that doesn't work. Is one, the things that they think they want are coming from what they think they should want and also what they think is going to make them happy. So often somebody wants someone who has a certain kind of career or earns a certain amount or has a certain kind of lifestyle. But when you break it down, what they really want is they want someone who feels very engaged and that they feel very alive with them. And they get very stuck on this idea of what they think is going to make them happy. And actually, what you're saying is perfect, because people choose out of impulse, because they keep sort of throwing spaghetti at the wall, if you like, and expecting it to stick. And it's like, why is it not working? But, you know, I think our tick lists of what we think we want is always lacking in imagination. So from my experience in the last 10 years, 99, possibly 0.9% of my clients meet someone and they say, you know, I never would have picked them. This is weird, because I normally go for this type. Now, what accounts for that is when your mind settles down and you're much more at ease and more present in your own body, people will pick outside of their habitual patterns. And it's like, it's this kind of incredible magical mystery, is that when our mind is in a different place, we pick differently. But when our mind speeds up, we habitually, and we keep trying and we go around in circles. So people, if they're willing to consider, well, what if you don't know what you want and you allow yourself to feel drawn to somebody when your mind is not insecure? That's when people pick differently.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with me and my husband, actually. I'm giving away a lot here on the radio, but I would never have put us together, but I was completely drawn to him, and now I'm happier than I've ever been. So it is true.
Well, that totally lines up with my experience of working with people. They'll say, I don't know why, there was just something about them. Now, one of my job is to help them stay settled and follow one foot in front of the other, what feels right, not what they're worried about or what they think things should look like. And I love it, because you're saying, well, I'm happier than I've ever been. And you can almost hear in your voice the surprise. It's like, what? Hang on. This is just not, you know, and that's why I think a tick list should be burnt, because it lacks imagination. I doubt if you could have come up with a list that would have given you your level of happiness now if you'd done it off a list.
Very true. Very true. So is it, like you say, high achievers? Is it people that are quite methodical? And I'm a bit of a list writer as well, and a bit of a, you know, got a so many year plan. Is it those people are more unlucky in love because they're bringing what's in their professional life into their personal life? Or into their love life, maybe?
You know, it's a really good question. So when I first started wanting to do this work way back when, I had this client, and I wasn't working with her to help her with her love life. I was helping her as an executive coach, because the business that I run two businesses, one called One Thought with my husband, Aaron Turner. And that specializes in working with leaders, entrepreneurs, and organizations that are kind of shifting and evolving and making an impact in the world. And I was working with a leader who was a very successful entrepreneur. She was on her second or third business, and I was working with her as an executive coach. And I started to see, oh, she's longing for love, but she never comes off duty. I wonder if she ever allows anybody in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because she was on full achievement mode all the time. Now, she had an absolute heart of gold. Like, she's loyal, passionate. And she really was the moment I fell in love with working with people who were high achieving, is that she put all of her energy into her friendship groups, her businesses, everything was working really well except love. And then I started to see that the way she was using her mind in her love life was that kind of get it done. Okay, if I work hard enough, if I just pursue all of the, you know, and almost like she was using all these business skills in her love life, and it wasn't working, because your love life is about connection. It's about showing up more intuitively. It's about slowing down to the pace of love. And there was no space for that in her. So she was the first person I remember thinking, I wonder if the thoughts that she's using to date, if you shifted and allows those to kind of quieten down and she did it more intuitively, I wonder what would happen.
And is she with someone now?
She is. Good. We worked together, and she met somebody after trying for a couple of decades, really trying everything. Like, she'd done books on love, she'd tried agencies, she'd done everything, because she's a real grafter. You know, and I fell in love with her spirit because for me too, you know, I really resonate with that trying and being brave and putting yourself out there and getting outside your comfort zone. And if something doesn't work, you try something else. But it's like the one thing she wasn't trying was the natural version of herself.
Interesting.
So she met someone, you know, a couple of months later, they're now married and they have a lovely life. And it's really extraordinary to watch her in that relationship because she's soft, but also a really clear, uncompromising, gentle version of herself.
Well, this is going to give hope to a lot of our listeners, I'm sure. But how can you change these ingrained patterns? Because it's not easy to change, especially when you're a certain age. You know, it's hard to change what you know.
Well, you would think, you know, the Relationship Ready. So I run, Relationship Ready is a company that I run that specializes in working with people who can make anything in their life work except love. I wrote a book about it. It's called Becoming Relationship Ready, Discovering a Radically New Way to Date. And I wrote that book because I kept seeing what looked like, oh, yeah, well, we've tried everything. This isn't, you know, love's not on the cards for me, or there's no way it's going to work because I've tried everything, stories. So I wanted to show that it's possible, and all the things that you think are getting in the way, those can shift in literally a moment's insight. It doesn't have to take years for you to shift your thinking, but you have to know it is your thinking that's creating your patterns. Now, traditional models will normally say, well, let's look at your thinking and track it back. But actually, what I do with people is if people could see their state of mind on a date, see the feeling of their mind, because most people, there's typical themes that people show up to a date, you know? One of them is they're sitting there and they're a bit nervous and then they start essentially racing ahead in the future. Does this person like me? How do I feel about them? What would our kids look like? What's a good look like? You know, I mean, honestly, it happens all of the time is that people are racing ahead to seeing if they can just get the job done. If they could see that that was an unhelpful state of mind, it allows them to start considering that, oh, this might not be the tool for the job.
Mm.
You know, people show up with very, very insecure, intense, self-conscious states of mind to dates, and then they wonder why it was not enjoyable. They wonder why a second date didn't happen. Like I work with a lot of people that deal with the fact that things always fizzle out. They can get a date going, but it second, third dates just fizzle out. It just they don't know why. And it's because at some point all of that thinking just starts to come in and clutter up the connection.
Yeah.
You know, where space the connection would normally happen, all their thinking crowds in and crushes that initial nice feeling of, oh, they're interesting. So it's like it doesn't have to take years. It just takes an awareness that your state of mind or the thoughts that you're using may not be the wisest version of you.
Yeah, and that can also frighten the other person who you're dating off, can't it, if you sort of race ahead a bit too quickly?
Well, yeah, and it's one of the things I always encourage people to consider. Look, go whether you're going with an agency, meeting people through friends or going online, people are generally nervous. They might try and look like they're not, but people are uncomfortable. So you're getting a very slightly weird version of them. So don't take that as everything you need to know. You don't really know a person until they've settled down and relaxed a little bit. So you're nervous, but they are.
Hmm.
So if we can put that elephant in the room, okay, we're a little nervous. People are not themselves when they're nervous. Who said the weird thing at the party or the dinner table when they were feeling super nervous or anxious or conscious? And you're like, why did I say that?
Oh, I could tell you stories.
Oh my God, I've got so many. And it's like that bubbling up of anxiousness that comes up and then the weird thing pops out your mouth. But people are doing that on dates. And it's like, just give yourself and give your date a bit of time just to quieten down, to quieten down. Because then you can start to see who's there. Then you can decide. I'm a big advocate that don't stay if it doesn't feel right. I feel like my work is an antidote to being a doormat, and I don't believe in settling. But the problem with, I think, particularly when you're high achieving, is you tend to get reactive to someone and say, well, I'm discerning and I don't want something that's not good. Whereas you're not really owning the fact that you're just feeling self-conscious and nervous and a bit lost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everyone deserves to be in a loving relationship. And if you want to be relationship ready, I'm talking to our listeners now, you can buy the book from our website, tre.radio. It's called Becoming Relationship Ready, Discovering a Radically New Way to Date. And it's by Leela Turner, who we're chatting to now. Leela, for Relationship Ready, do you have your own website?
I do. It's relationshipready.co.uk. So we're based in the UK, but we work with clients all around the world, really. And I have a podcast as well, so which people are welcome to listen to. Relationship Ready, Becoming Relationship Ready with Leela Turner. So there's lots of ways that you can kind of connect with the message and the, you know, this approach that you can just start from now, fresh from now, starting with your own thoughts. There's lots of ways to kind of connect.
Yeah, well, you've given some great advice. Thank you so much for joining us, Leela.
Oh, I'd love, lovely to chat with you. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.